In Iraq, government forces and their allies continue to fight toward the ISIS-held city of Mosul through rural areas and villages. NPR's Alice Fordham has been speaking to people who have fled those areas. They say ISIS still has significant local support.
The Mosul offensive has been underway a week, and for people fleeing the fighting, that's been an unbelievably frightening 7 days. In a camp for the displaced, I sit with one family who tell me about leaving the village where they'd lived under ISIS more than 2 years.
We left at sunrise, about 4, and there was no ISIS around. The security forces were on the outskirts but hadn't gone in.
The army said they'd wait until the civilians were out before attacking. The extremists banned cell phones on pain of death, but secretly some villagers spoke to the army and agreed on an escape route. But as they were leaving,
ISIS appeared out of nowhere. They were firing at us.
They ran for their lives. The woman wouldn't give her name because she's still so afraid of ISIS. And no wonder. The men firing were her neighbors, people from the same small village.
They joined ISIS, about half of them.
All politics is local. In her village, she explains, you have to understand there are two tribes.
It's half the Shmuta tribe and half the Guva tribe. And the Guva joined ISIS. And the Shmuta, before ISIS came, they were recruits in the security forces.
Reading between the lines, it seems like maybe one tribe had held the security forces' jobs and cut the other tribe out of them. When ISIS came along, they exploited that rift. And now the tribesmen they recruited are hardcore ISIS fighters.
They have tunnels that go all the way to other areas. They're able to smuggle weapons, food, and fighters.
She says they're like rats living underground. They can melt away and then come back. The fighters have sent their families to other ISIS-held areas for safety, and she thinks it would be very difficult to defeat them. Across the courtyard, I meet another family who'll only talk if I don't identify them. I'm only speaking to women because the men are detained, undergoing checks for links to ISIS. These women are from a different village, Ibrahim al-Khalil, but they tell a similar story. The army's in their village now, but they won't go back anytime soon. They say they're afraid of ISIS still. They won't say which tribes in their area are with ISIS, but they do say some of their relatives are still under the extremists' control. Families are still besieged by ISIS in Mosul, they say. We have our aunts and our cousins. We're scared for them. ISIS might kill them. Officials from Iraq and from the US, which is supporting the offensive, say ground is being taken from the extremists and that much of the population has turned against ISIS. But the Iraqi army is still fighting around these women's village, still about 20 miles away from the outskirts of Mosul. And if these accounts of local support for ISIS are anything to go by, that's going to be a tough fight. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Debugger Camp, Northern Iraq.